T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So I mentioned the one-year anniversary, Nashville. Just stunning how you can censor and hold up the manifesto. What are they afraid of? We know exactly what they're afraid of that's in there. Some kind of connection to transgenderism. And that doesn't look good then when you have someone go off and kill people in a Christian school. All right, as I mentioned, the Ivy League notices go out today, meaning you're told you're accepted, you're not. I guess the wait list type of thing. I don't know if they put everybody on a wait list of a million or not. And it has become, when I was at WWDB, even Dan, it was not as anti-college then, but we look at the rise in tuition. We look at the indoctrination. We look at the arrogance that's going on with big college. And it seems like we can't do anything about it. Their arrogance is world class. I just told you about Haverford. We played you the guy today at the president of University of Michigan, shouted down by the mob there because they're all telling us Israel is committing genocide. Okay. It's going to be interesting to see with the Supreme Court ruling, major ruling on this, and the genesis of it was you had Asian American students who were being discriminated against. And we can say all that we want. And I know it's like talk radio common wisdom, and I get it. Well, who cares if you get into the Ivy League or not? It's not a better education, but what it is, it's a piece of paper that's a credential. Considering your career path, it is very, very valuable. For others, not their career path, it's just a waste of a lot of money. Then there's a student loan debt issue and how that's being, quote, forgiven. But it is still a major part of our lives. How in the world did they get away for all those years coming up with one mechanism or another to stop Asian students from getting into prestigious schools? By testing, by what they did, extracurriculars, by what they did in school, they were among the best, way bigger than their numbers, and they don't like it. They came up with one of the all-time just most this is one of those things, Dan, that you can say that is reprehensible. So it's not one of the words you can't say that's evil and reprehensible. They're called white adjacent. Not only can you say it, you can write it. You can make it a term of art. Imagine being called white adjacent as a just hateful way to attack people who happen to be white, but then bank shot that into attacking Asian students.
What does that even mean?
Well, it means that they should not count as a minority. Yes, it means something like this. When we've had on some of the lawyers, it means that even though you are technically a minority, and I would say a fairly, in many places, tiny minority, right? We're not going to treat you as that. So we're going to come up with a term that says, well, you're not really a minority that has been set upon as have other minorities. Oh, really? Some of the laws in this country toward people that were Chinese, there was widespread laws that expelled them, exclusion acts. They're historical.
They're camps.
Yeah. Yeah, then the internment camps. FDR did it, so that makes it okay. But that's what's behind this, and it's going to be fascinating. Now, I've seen interviews today, University of Pennsylvania, one of their people saying, well, we don't really know like we used to is the language, their ethnicity, their backgrounds, and all that stuff. Okay? But what would it matter if a college was half Asian American? Why would that matter? It wouldn't matter to me. I don't care if it's 100%. I'm looking to come up with something that is as objective as I can in order to get the best and the brightest. Shouldn't that be the goal? And if they are, I mean, Ivy League basketball teams now are looking for the best and brightest. I don't know, football, they're pretty dreadful. They may not be. But isn't that what we do in any other walk of life? They're saying, no, you're getting an inferior education if we don't do bean counting and have people of various diverse backgrounds make up this, what they call a mosaic. And if you had people that were just really smart, dedicated students that are Asian, we can't have that. Alan Dershowitz with me has made the point over the years that used to be done to Jewish students who were overachieving, and they were kept out of the Harvards and the others of the world. So I'll be following this to see now, are the Ivy Leagues going to still connive and do whatever they want, even with the Supreme Court striking this down? And this is the day that we're starting to see evidence of it one way or the other. So, Dan, if you and Maisie had a little Borowski, would you want him to go to an Ivy League school, all things looking down the road?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you answered that.
I'd be proud of the little guy or girl for,
right,
you know, succeeding enough to get there.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what their perceived career path is, if they want to go into something more slash...
You know, let's be honest, if they get any form of intelligence, it's coming from the wife.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know DJ and Luke a good bit. So with Luke, I would see it would work perfectly. DJ, it doesn't fit into something like that. He makes his own way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His skills are talking, emotional intelligence,
yeah,
talking, uh-huh, and talking some more.
He's a great talker.
Oh, yeah. That's what, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't talk as much as that. No one does.
Well, yeah. You talk 3 hours a day.
Yeah, well, that's true, but not 24. Luke, on the other end, is extremely good across the board, math, sciences,
yeah,
and all that, could compete with anybody. So that might be more his career.
It's strange. Like, I'd, you know, say maybe DJ go the path of, like, a Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You know,
yeah,
he's a great, great voice. Luke, I think, would be great for the Ivy Leagues.
Yeah.
And then if I had a kid that was, you know, maybe a really good football player, good with his hands, but not good enough to succeed or get a scholarship to college, maybe I'd suggest going down the trades. The trades are,
yeah,
a great path. If you're someone that is capable of working with your hands and is a strong individual, male or female, that's a very, you know,
here's what
lucrative
I thought,
future.
I thought I'd ask. I wonder how many Ivy League graduates we have listening right now, or their kids are in the Ivy League. 855-839-1210. Or is that something, as a conservative now, you would hide? I mean, Trump is not only an Ivy League, Dan, the Wharton School. You know,
he still flaunts it.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Somehow or another.
Yeah.
Then he attacks them. Yes. He is the Wharton. Now, the Wharton School is different, arguably. It's a business school, and they push back against Penn. You know, I don't know. I don't think I would have fit in an Ivy League school. Wasn't that big of an interest then? To do that.
It also matters what they want to do at this Ivy League,
yes,
school. I mean, if they're going to take out, I don't know if I'd be able to afford an Ivy League tuition if it keeps skyrocketing like this.
Greg Socker, take note. Dan needs, right, an Ivy League tuition here.
Yeah, yeah. Got to pay for a, yeah, kid that I don't have yet.
Exactly. Well, start now, yes.
If they're going to go to Harvard to be an art history major, then no.
Yeah, know, right. Exactly.
There's no way.
It's a credential, though. In certain fields, you got to face it. If you have that credential plus real ability versus just the credential, then
Harvard educated lawyer.
It's still the way of the world. It is the ticket today. So I'd like to see, and Santorum said this on the show to this point, I'd like to see a Supreme Court justice, if I were Trump in position, let's say he gets to appoint other people. Obviously, you're looking at a lot of factors. But I'm tired of seeing every one of these people going to Yale and Harvard to be the Supreme Court justice. And he, Dan, talked about this guy who drove a cab to pay for himself when he got through University of Pittsburgh, I think it was. And I think he went to some law school like that, but was brilliant. He didn't get picked. Gorsuch did. I love Alito. You know, I was thinking, Dan, of having you contact Sam Alito because he used to come on and predict how many wins the Phillies would get.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you just call up the Supreme Court communications there, there was a woman. She would say, all right, I'll get the job. He came on seven times. There you go. And he would predict the number of Phillies wins. He's the ultimate Supreme Court justice because he's brilliant and he wants to go home at night, watch baseball, and he has a scorebook. He keeps score. Now, I think that's kind of nerdish to be keeping score of the Phillies in a scorebook.
Whatever keeps your mind off the issues, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's still percolating. Yeah. Hey, one other quick thing before Dom's Money Melody. This woman, Glen Rock Councilwoman, Democrat in Jersey, Paula Gilligan. Matt Rooney reports at SaveJersey.com is facing calls for her resignation. Here's what she posted on her Instagram. Easter eggs are aborted chicken babies that are painted in drag for small children to worship. Oh, my God.
Huh, that's a way to look at things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Easter to all of our constituents
Happy
out there.
Happy Easter. Let's,
I'll read that one more time because people are putting together all the faux pas here. Easter eggs, aborted chicken babies that are painted in drag for small children to worship. Just another Democrat representative in New Jersey. Let's take a couple, then we'll get Dom's Money Melody. Hit me with that all-time character, Jack in Jersey. Jack, who's your character?
Sherlock Holmes.
All right, tell us.
Basil Rathbone, basically. Sherlock Holmes, I think he's the one, I think. Let me ask you a question. Could my granddaughter, who's 10, but she had to go back to school, could she give you one name?
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Frankenstein Monster.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good one.
We'll put her down for that. Out of school today.
So I got one from Jack and one from Jack's daughter.
Okay, very nice. That's what we're looking for. Let me take one more. This is, Dan, he's got another good one today. Here's the man, Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good Thursday afternoon. My exceptional couple are Dagwood and Blondie. Blondie was the consummate wife, would always assist her husband Dagwood in getting through the conundrums of daily life and marriage.
Yeah, and he's got a great last name, Dagwood Bumstead. You can't beat that.
Yes.
All right, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Have a nice night. We'll talk tomorrow and
no
on Good Friday.
Or not to correct the guy when he gets the side question wrong.
What's that?
I just never know
couple.
Whether or not to
correct. Yeah, he said a couple. Yeah, we were just asking for a character, not a couple. That's fine.
It's a great character, though.
Absolutely. We'll put it down. But right now, it is time for...
I'm not on the right screen. Sorry about
that. It's Dom's Money Melody.
Money gone.
All right, today we're playing for a pair of tickets to a really big Broadway play coming to Philadelphia, Hadestown, on April 10th, 2024, Academy of Music in Philadelphia. For tickets and more information, visit EnsembleArtsPhilly.org. Okay, Dan.
You want to add another layer to the Money Melody, Dom? I got one for you. Today, well, a couple times this week, because we're giving away tickets to a Broadway play, we've referenced musicals. And, Dom, yes. I have a very famous song from a musical. This time, sung in a different language. But I'm going to tell you the language. I'll tell you the language. Or do you want to know the language, or should we know the musical? I'll make it easier. Let's make it a speed contest today. I want to know the name of the musical that this song sung in Czech. That this song sung in Czech comes from, originally sung in English. But, Dom, we want to know the name of the musical that this cover comes from. Take a listen.
All right, hit us with that, and you are off to Hadestown at the Academy of Music. Here's how you do it, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Don Money Melody. Where's all the
money gone? Show me the money.
All right, that's right. We're playing for two tickets to a hit Broadway musical. Dan, let's hear the clue.
Yeah, playing for those tickets to Hadestown, Don. But today we're looking for the name of another musical. This right. time we're playing a song from that musical, but sung in Czech. So I'm going to play back a little bit of that song, about 10 seconds here, and I want to know if a listener can tell us what musical that this comes from, originally sung in English in the musical. Take a listen, Dom.
Zdá se mi o městě San Juan, ve snu i pakabund je pán. Sto květů vidět je tam kvé, sto plinků pod nohy se plé.
All right, let's go to Evelyn out there in Bucks County. Evelyn, good afternoon. What's the musical?
Good afternoon. It's West Side Story.
All righty. Yes, Dan got one of the versions of it in Czech. It's been in Spanish, but you are exactly right, Evelyn. I'll put you on hold. Enjoy Hadestown. Nicely played. All right, 855-839-1210. Dan, we helped to take some credit here, helped to launch him, but he was brilliant all the time when I first met him at the University of Penn. But Chris Tramaglia, who's broken several stories, including the one of the Penn female swimmers who talked to him about Leah Thomas when Leah Thomas was there, just wrote me asking for credentials to the Rand Paul event. Press credentials. Wow.
Hey.
I mean, we got press credentials. We got Rand Paul on April 11th. And we have beer, wine, and cocktails for politics and pints.
Woo.
And also, we need yes. a P word there for credential for coverage of the
press?
Media. Yeah, press. There you go.
Politics, pints, and press.
Politics, pints, and press. So I have to say our staff will get right on that, Dan, meaning you'll tell them what to do. And I think, Dan, what we give Chris is a big hat that says, you know, remember they used to put it at the brim of the hat that says press.
Yeah, I think we should.
Well, make him part of the show because he is, you know, a guy that's recognized nationally.
We can point
now.
To him and blame him every time we want to talk about the media, you know?
Exactly. Just ask him the question to get in. Do you want to ban TikTok? If he says no, I might not be able to do that.
I can't wait for this event. It's going to be awesome.
The debate with Rand Paul. I'm already... you know, taken to the mattresses on that. I had my hair cut 2 weeks in advance yesterday, especially.
I feel like we need a training montage, like Russian, you know, Rocky montage.
Exactly, because Rand Paul's tough, and we agree on almost everything. And he's going to be our special guest. His book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. What was it like in the clinches there with Dr. Fauci when he took him on in the Senate many times? Brand new speaker series, our first since COVID shut us down, and the new change, we've added the cash bar with beer, wine, and cocktails. Going to be a great time prior to interview with Rand Paul, who I'm sure will join us. Here's how you get your tickets. Go to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. As you can tell, I mean, Chris coming out there because It's noteworthy having Rand Paul, particularly, it's not over. I mean, he thinks Fauci has to be dealt with, and we'll get to what that means in some way, shape, or form. And it's not over with COVID. I told you today, the LCB, these people that run the liquor stores, which they shouldn't, they're going after bars when they come up for a license renewal if the bars defied them, they think, during COVID. One bar had the misfortune of providing electricity. They let them plug in to a band that was doing a benefit for a firehouse. And they're going after
them.
So this COVID
not
stuff.
Not the firemen.
Yeah, exactly. This COVID stuff does not end. We hope to hear what Rand Paul thinks should be done next to kind of blunt some of this. All right, so 1210WPHT.com, that's where you get your tickets. We'll see what happens with these accept, not accept with the University of Pennsylvania. But we led off the show today, and, you know, I can't say that Jack Stolzheimer that we had on, candidate for DA for Attorney General in Pennsylvania, gave a great or not great answer on it, but I asked him about so-called election interference, election integrity. Yesterday, and this morning, too, I got a lot of stuff from Wally Zimmelong on Twitter and Linda Kearns, both just two of our best to bring you, because this is still the remaining issue, particularly with mail-in ballots. A lower court, the district court yesterday, they said that in Pennsylvania, you don't have a right to submit your ballot and not date it. If you messed up, you messed up. The legislature, you cannot nationalize this. That's what the plaintiffs, the ACLU, NAACP, tried to do. They tried to say, no, that vote should count. It's unnecessary to have the date on it. And the court said, as long as the legislature is not disqualifying the voter because of race and all these protected classes, they're disqualifying the vote. They, the legislature, get to call the tune. Now, this is big because you can pivot from this to make arguments on a lot of these things that are going to come up. Will these legislators, though, will they take the ball and run with it, or are they going to back away again? Because Democrats are not going to back away. The Secretary of State, they're the people that run the election infrastructure, Al Schmidt. Dan, take a note. Never have that guy at my Seven Fishes dinner again.
Yeah,
he was invited the one time there.
Yeah,
and I didn't know him so well. And he was with the plaintiffs. Here's the guy that's supposed to be representing the government. He's with the plaintiffs on this, and he got knocked down. What this comes down to is this. Are they going to push Biden across the finish line in Pennsylvania, and then people are going to cry the day afterward? It's going to be a morgue here. Or are we going to take back Pennsylvania this time? And we're giving you all the options, all the things we've just this week talked about, several of them, that you can do, that we can do, to push back against this. But the Trump campaign has to do a better job of being on the ground here. It can't be just Scott Presler. Presler, I told you, is out there encouraging Jill Stein to give him her petitions and Cornel West, and then he'll get it done. He'll get the signatures. Why is he doing that? If they're in there, they're both going to get a half point. That's a point. That's all that you need. This is small ball. You know, magically, you're not going to win the election now on election day. Everybody shows up. Oh, my God, look at the lines at the polls. If you're down 1.2 or 1.3 million votes because of mail-in balloting, you're not going to win on election day. Why is this so difficult to comprehend? Now, Laura Trump did an interview, Dan, and I commend her for this, with NBC News. And in that, she did her best to say that in conversations with Trump, he's coming around on some of the things that she's been talking about. I mean, to me, Laura Trump has been outstanding in this, and she knows going on with this NBC type, there's going to be difficulty, but she's taken one for the team. She did it to face this down, and she did answer about Trump. Trump's got to stop getting wound up at rallies. At rallies, if he thinks the audience's attention is wavering, he starts to say things that some of them want to hear. And I'm telling you, you're crazy. If you want to hear, we're going to show up so much on election day, it'll be too big to rig and handing out those things. Stop it already. Why in the world do you want to just lose? Does it feel good? Meanwhile, Biden's yesterday opened 14 campaign offices across Pennsylvania. Grassroots are out there doing this. It's doable, but you're not going to win by grandiose things that you're saying. It's the small ball of it. It's the details. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. Let's go to, Lori, I didn't know that she had two kids, Dan, that went to Ivy League schools. All right, let's go to Lori at Ringo's.
That doesn't surprise me. She's probably a fantastic
parent. On Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lori, good for you, but were you kind of conflicted on that?
Yeah, I went to Georgetown, and I am now ashamed of that, you know, because they've become so woke. But back in the day.
Hey, well, wait a minute. I went to LaSalle and I've attacked them mercilessly for what they said on October 7th. Nobody gets. You imagine the weightlifting club saying they stand with Hamas. Give me a break.
Yeah, crazy. But I am conflicted about it, particularly because of all the stuff that went down with Penn with Liz McGill. But, you know, it was going on before that. They were just as woke before her short tenure there. The previous president ended up, you know, working as an ambassador to Germany for Biden. You know, so there's a lot of games and shenanigans. But really, I have to say, it is on this acceptance day. I mean, you have to work your you-know-what off and basically be a really well-rounded person, not one-dimensional. And I am so proud of all three of my children, but for the two, one graduated from there and one is just about halfway through.
Well, Lori, what was it like, though, when you were waiting for the envelope and it comes up? Is it true if it's a thick envelope you're in?
It's all online now, Dom. And I have to tell you, like, so if you get in, it's like a confetti pops up and it says congratulations. And if you don't, it's like just a black and white letter that says, you know. So in a lot of cases now, because so many kids are snowflakes, they say they wait. Like Georgetown virtually waitlists everybody now. They don't decline many people because they don't want people going out and harming themselves.
Yeah, you know what, Lori? They say you were a solid. It's like George Costanza. You were a solid C student in school. You did miserably on the SATs. You're on the wait list, though, kid. Never know.
Right. Yes. And I do want to say, my daughter, the older one, she called your show and she was like, well, I called. And she got on the phone and recited 50 digits of pi to you when she was like 7 or 8 years old.
You should have put that on the resume. That would have put her to the top of the class.
That's right. She went to Penn and she's working at Chomp now and a gap year. And was accepted to medical school. We'll be starting medical school in July.
Let me know. We always need good doctors. Dan's the one that needs it.
Your kids are so successful at their gap years working at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Yeah, there you go.
Usually people go backpack through Europe, but you got your kids, you know, already working in the medical profession.
Lori, I think you have a great fictional character because it reminds me of you since we met and I know you a bit.
Yeah, I feel that I'm this woman every day. It is Frankie Heck, played by Patricia Heaton, in the middle.
Yes, beautifully put. Dan, I don't know if you know that character. Lori fits that beautifully. Yeah. That's a great character. Ro has some of the character. Ro loved that, too. Patricia Heaton, how could you not? Great actress. I think a little bit stunted by Hollywood because of reviews on life and things of that nature. She ought to be in a lot more stuff. That was a really interesting family, the Heck family. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. So why did I think they still sent it by mail? That takes away all the thrill, Dan, of the seeing the letter, seeing it come in that mail slot, right? Online's not fitting enough for this.
What, you don't like the little bloop of your email popping up with a PDF attachment?
No, I think, I think this is more the in-the-mail thing is better.
Then you can't open the PDF. And you got to...
Yeah. Oh, my God. And can you imagine, Dan, the wait list Put everybody on the wait list. Just tell them you're on the wait list. You never know what might happen, kid.
Well, it's everybody now, gets a trophy, right?
Dan, on a day of acceptance like this, I don't do mine till later in the year. Dom Giordano University is much wanted to be in that.
What's the leading major this year at Dom Giordano University?
Bloviating.
Oh, it's still bloviating.
It's still bloviating.
Okay.
Yes, of course, the bloviating.
Gotcha. I didn't know the 40-yard football throwing past it.
No, that's in there. That's that's still a mandatory course. That's
like
the physical fitness. Yes. And attacking every progressive alive is in there. Definitely. 855-839.
Mail-in balloting 101?
Mail-in balloting is in there. Scott Presler is the...
great professor.
He is the chair of that department of mail-in balloting. 855. Now, Laura Trump, Dan, has really come into her own here. I mean, she walks a tight line. She can't offend Trump by saying all that she does, but she's dropping breadcrumbs there all over the place.
Donald Trump has talked about the idea of maybe a 15 or a 16-week ban recently. He seems to be kind of kicking around that idea. Would you advise him to stay out of this issue from a federal perspective?
I think if you asked him now, I think he would say he agrees with allowing the states to decide.
Keep that, Dan. Yeah, that, I think that was with NBC, was it not?
Yep.
Wow, she did an interview with NBC. That's taking one for the team. Because she knows they're antagonistic, you know what I mean, and yet still went in there and did it. She's been a star in this, and that answer there is Trump's got to calm down at rallies. Don't start saying there's a sweet spot. There's no sweet spot on federal ban on abortion. There's no sweet spot. If you go around saying that, it's going to hurt you. Big time. Dom Giordano Show, you got to give it to Fox News. They have a split screen going on of the funeral home for the wake of Officer Diller, who was killed by a criminal in New York in just the last couple days. And then the other side of it is the Biden fundraiser in New York City. President Biden going to be there with the other two presidents. Imagine those two guys going, oh, man, what are we going to talk to Biden about? What do you think he might understand? How are we going to get through this, Dan? And I don't know that Obama and Clinton, there's all kinds of bad blood there, so they're not exactly...
Well, I feel like Biden and Clinton can bond over Velcro shoes.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like they both wear them, right?
Yeah.
Obama's going to be left out of that conversation, though.
Yeah.
Don't know if he owns any Velcro shoes.
And Mrs. O
not
is...
Not that there's anything wrong with them.
Mrs. O is not there. That might be another signal she's running, but Dr. Jill Biden will be bringing down the house with the after party tonight. And I think the real star, the three presidents there, is one Stephen Colbert. He'll be the moderator.
How do you think Hillary's feeling going into this?
I don't know that she's going to it.
No, you don't think so?
Nah.
But all these headlines of three presidents, and she's probably thinking to herself, I really should be that third one.
Well, she should versus Biden. That would be a better choice. I mean, yeah, we've said that.
I am a real person with...
Yeah, let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie, welcome in.
Aloha.
Aloha.
How are you?
Very good. Thank you for that squatting question. It didn't really work with Jack Stolzheimer today too well, but...
Yeah, I was very surprised. That kind of just, like, he was not prepared for that.
Well, he started with the homeless, which was kind of... Yeah, it was kind of a giveaway. Here, you would think... Every politician would be prepared and say, oh, no, we're going to stop this like DeSantis did in Florida.
Absolutely. And it is a major problem. I actually think I have a real simple solution that, if a lot of people, have homes in other areas at the shore they go for the summer, or people go to Florida in the winter, just go to the township, register my property at whatever the property address is. I am out of town. I have not rented by either verbal or contract or handshake my home, so that when they get back, if there's somebody's in their home, because that's the biggest issue, is trying to remove them.
Yeah, and Leslie, I would recommend...
Because possession's 9/10.
Right. I will put them on if one of these shore communities, say, for example, or Poconos, they're preactive, and they send a message out, we know who these people are, who owns the home and all, we're checking on this. We're not going to put up with this. You can rest assured in North Wildwood or Mayor Pete in Wildwood, we are going to stop this. We're going to use the full pursuit of the law immediately to stop this nonsense.
However, the law is not in the homeowner's favor as it stands today.
Well, I'm reading here one of their techniques is to send in a home inspector, and they got to let you in. If not, the police can get in there. And then when the home inspector gets in there, then apparently, Leslie, I just read today, there are some things that person might be able to do to help get them out.
Okay. Well, that's but there's, you know, right now there is no protection for the homeowner. So, and given the invasion of the southern border and TikTok telling people how to do this,
right,
I think it's really going to progress fast and become a very big issue.
Yeah, I would encourage people to do what you said. That's a good tip. Make a call. I think you can do it by calling. Tell them who you are. Tell them what your concern is in the town and get that on the record and say when you come down, you're going to go and see. I hate to put another headache on people, but the bigger headache is to have some clowns in your residence.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I just can't, you know, I mean, think about the people that go to Florida for the winter and they come home and there's somebody in their house. And they can't, they're not allowed to get back in their home.
Well, Leslie, I will tell you this. I won't say the name. I think I've told Dan the name. Dan, you know who it is. I have a guy I would text immediately who's a cop, but not on active duty now. That's where I would go and say to him, yeah, what are we going to do here? And I'm telling you, he would say, here's what we're going to do.
I actually, my brother many years ago bought a home in foreclosure at a sheriff's auction. The owner refused to get out of the house.
Wow.
And it took him months to get him out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Months.
Leslie, who's so, your character? Know, who's your fictional character?
Quick well, quickly, I also have You Should Be Politics, Pints, and Pundits as your 13.
Oh, let's put that in there. Pundits. We're pundits. Is Dan a pundit? Or is he a pun? He's a pun.
Be kind, Leslie. Be kind.
He's a pun.
I'm a dit.
So Leslie, are you going to help me out? You're going to be in the green room with Rand Paul, Johnny Z, and a Beth Campion. Are you going to help me out on the TikTok to loosen them up a little bit or what?
Well, I disagree with you.
Oh, that's it. Oh, Dan. My God. Yeah. Treachery. Treachery.
I think it's a slippery slope to give...
Oh,
the
slippery
kind of power,
slope argument. I got to be ready for that. Okay. Dan, more drinks for Leslie that night.
Yeah,
give her
right?
a few
Let's...
more drinks. Calm her down.
Leslie, what are you going to be drinking?
I'm usually a Chardonnay person, but we'll see. Could maybe a Cosmo.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. Give us your character, Leslie.
It's Dracula.
That's a great one.
The whole, you know, the whole vampire zombie genre is because of Dracula. He's been demonized, humanized, and romanticized.
Oh, well put. I like it, Dan.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
it. Very good. Tom of Rosemont must be no soccer matches today, and legal stuff is shut down here on Holy Thursday. Tom, welcome in. Happy holidays to you. Who do you have today, Tom?
Thank you very much. Now, as Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. So my fictional character is Joe of Exton. There is no way that there is a man sitting in a salon wearing a beret and a smoking jacket while reading comics from the 1940s and listening to opera. It's impossible, Dom. He has to be seen in his environment.
We're trying. We're trying to get him out there. I'm telling you, if he'd come to the Rand Paul event, we'd have to knock down walls and put in more
seats.
He
really just—he fascinates me. I want to know more about him.
Exactly. He's got to send some photos.
I mean, Tom, in Exton? I mean, come on. Civilization ends as far west as Malvern. There's no way it's going on out in Exton.
I would agree. No offense to Exton. We're probably Dan. Check the ratings. How are we in Exton? All right. So. Final hitters coming up here. It's the lightning round. All-time fictional character. I like that, Dan. Politics, pints, and pundits. We can add that to it rather than press. We know there's going to be media there. It's Rand Paul. And, Dan, they're turning on me, and you're leading the mob behind the scenes.
I'm not leading any mob. I'm just hopping off the boat.
You know? I mean, I
don't want to get Mr. Paul or Senator Paul mad at me.
I love Rand Paul on every other issue. I've got to say, when he's wrong on it, though, he's wrong. I can't go in the tank here. I'm not going to be like you. You're on my side. He's coming to town. April 11th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. Great spot. Yes. You'll love it, with a great bar. Cash bar, beer, wine, cocktails available. It's speaker series with a bar. Get your tickets now. We'll talk Dr. Fauci, the book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. Tickets at 1210WPHT.com.
Hear the truth in person. Come out.
Yes,
people are paying $100,000 to go see three presidents lie to them.
See, Rand Paul goes down, I'm saying, in round three on TikTok, or shot three in on TikTok.
Oh, yeah?
TikTok.
Are you going shot for shot with Rand Paul?
Yeah, that's right. He goes down in shot three on TikTok. He'll be saying, yes, I see the wisdom.
So and any argumental inconsistency, there's a shot?
Yes, exactly right.
I love it.
1210WPHT.com. Get those tickets and come out.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, be ready. Hit us with that all-time fictional character, Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, afternoon, what do you have?
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys, and I'll be quick. I'll save my advice to Dan about raising kids for next time. But my fictional character is Michael Corleone, and the reason why I pick him is because I like complicated characters, and I figure that if you think that you need to kill your brother to protect your family, you're a complicated character.
Mike!
And the whole thing.
You don't come
great.
To Las Vegas and talk to me.
Absolutely.
But he was my favorite character. You guys have a great day.
Thank you very much. I don't find him to be believable, Dan, and I know every nuance of Godfather, but he is cold.
Don't tell me you're innocent. Yeah. Because it insults my intelligence. It makes me very angry.
Bill in Bucks County. Bill, who's yours?
Quite simple. Bond. James Bond.
That's a great one.
That's a great
one.
That's
huge.
But there's only one difficulty with that. There's only one Bond, right?
Yeah, but the fictional character is the one that persists,
no, but I mean, there's only one person that should be allowed to play
Pierce
James
Brosnan.
Bond. Yeah. No, Pierce. Sean Connery. It's like Sinatra singing it, and then suddenly Pierce Brosnan is in there. It just ruined the whole Bond thing. And the current Bond, not
Pierce
even
Brosnan
close.
Pierce Brosnan is Bond. Come on.
Now, what's the name had a better toupee in that? Let's try one more. I think they're telling me I have time for. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Earl, who do you have?
Not my favorite character, but very complex. From Star Trek The Next Generation and Deep Space Nine, Worf, son of Moog. Born to a prominent Klingon family, parents killed by Romulans and orphaned, raised by humans, found his long-lost brother, accepted by his people, rejected by his people to protect the Empire, AIDS their political leader, reaccepted by his people, then rejected again, AIDS their greatest religious leader, kills the political leader, offered the job of chancellor, turns it down to give it to his mentor, not to mention they murder the mother of his son, he finds another woman, marries her, and they murder her.
Earl, do you know Klingon?
Yeah. Can you speak it? Yes.
I don't speak Klingon, no. I'm a fan, but I'm not a fanboy.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for that distinction. All right.
It was all that and says he's not a fan.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Dan. I don't know. They were tough today, but we got a few contenders that we think really stood out.
Really one standout is Leslie in Bryn Mawr. She had Dracula. In quote, she says, he's been demonized, fantasized, and romanticized through the eras, spurning an entire genre of vampire kind of... media and horror. I think that's a great answer.
Yeah, if it's the satellites of Dracula continuing on, that is
James Bond's a good answer too, though.
Yeah, except for Pierce Brosnan. Oh God,
let's go with Leslie.
Right. Put Leslie into the hat. We'll have the finale tomorrow. We'll get a winner, and you're off to Captain Chucky's. By the way, don't forget to come and meet Rand Paul with me in the big debate, among other things. 1210WPHT.com to get your tickets. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.